Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with DebtKO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. DebtKO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Great to have Michael Hunter back on IFL TV. I'm joined by him now. Michael, let's get straight to the point. Everyone is talking about who the hell Tyson Fury is going to box on December 5th. We know Deontay Wilder's not going to box him anymore. And it seems like from the fans and the boxing world, your name is right at the top of the list. And you've come out today and said that you'll box him for free. Are you being serious, Mike? You'll box him for free?
Yeah, I'm absolutely serious. You know, it's just more to me about more of the sport, you know. And, you know, I think I proved that from, you know, if you look at my, you know, look at my track record. I'm a purebred fighter. I like to fight, you know. I like to challenge myself, you know what I'm saying. I like to battle the battle of the wits. It's what I like to do in there, you know what I'm saying. It's very exciting for me. So, yes.
Of course, you've boxed Alexander Usyk at cruiserweight. You've boxed Alexander Povetkin. Tyson Fury is regarded as the best heavyweight in the world. Why do you believe you beat him?
Well, I think it's like more like the. I think I'm just small enough and tenacious enough to give him just all the blues in the world, you know.
Are you surprised Deontay Wilder's not fighting him for the third time? What was your reaction when you heard that news?
I wasn't really surprised. I know that there's a lot of things. I think this is the same situation. It's just more intense that happened for, even for the second fight. I think it was very hard to probably make even the second fight, and there was a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's just that Deontay was able to just probably pull through it. He wanted to fight. You know, he didn't get knocked out or nothing. So, in the first time. But I think it's very difficult when it comes to business to get him and Tyson Fury to fight, you know, just because they're on across the border. There's so many hats and, you know, heads involved. And, you know, and also, you know, we haven't seen Deontay. I thought we would, you know, at least give him a tune-up or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. At least say something. I think he should at least say something, speak on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a bad thing not to take the fight. I think it's, you know, I think that would be protocol.
Of course, Michael, you split up with Eddie Hearn in a promotional sense a while back now. Who's going to be or who is looking after your affairs at the moment, Michael?
Right now, I'm just kind of creating a small little team so we could, you know, make my next move, my best move, and that I could be consistent. That's one of my main things is my whole career that I haven't been consistent and nobody can, you know, guarantee me that consistency. Like, you know, I mean, DAZN did do a great job of keeping me consistent, but obviously, you know, they've seen how much trouble it is to get me fights, you know. you know, so I think you know, my next moves is just to plan out some consistency for the rest of my career and you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
Have you spoken to Al Haymon? Have you spoken to Top Rank, Frank Warren? Have you spoken to these guys?
I mean, there's a few people that I've reached out to talk, but nothing, no contracts totally. When it comes to the, you know, made those guys you've mentioned pretty much. But, you know, I'm open to all, you know, boxing is a small community, but there's a lot of people that, you know, have a lot of different influence. So, you know, I just don't want to, rush into things, but I'm definitely open for all options.
I spoke to Frank Warren today, actually, and I mentioned what you said about boxing Tyson Fury for free. And he doesn't seem to believe it. He says no fighter would just get in there for free. Why would you say that though, Michael? Why wouldn't you want a purse still?
Because I feel that confident. You feel me? I just feel, you know. That's what, you know, like I said, I always compare myself. I always say I'm a chess player. You know, I'm a world-renowned chess player. I've been around the world battling and playing chess and seeing who is the best. You know what I'm saying? If we continue to spar, how many times are we going to, you know, who's getting better? And who, you know what I'm saying, who's figuring who out? That's what I do. I've done that with Vladimir Klitschko, Vitaly. I've done that in all the camps. Anybody that knows me in boxing, you know, that's what I've done. You know what I'm saying? I've really had a, you know, I pride myself on that. You know what I'm saying? Onto being, you know, consistent and, you know, I would like to, you know, I want to be the best boxer. It's really, you know, obviously there's money involved and stuff like that, but, you know, it's such a business, but, you know, I'm such a pure bred fighter. You know what I'm saying? I have boxing, you know, in my genes for generations. So, you know, it's just something that's in me that I would just fight him. I would just want to fight him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it was, they told me, I wouldn't want no money. You know, even if they told me to come spar, not to say I would come spar because, you know, we're in the likes about to be fighting. But that would even spark my interest. You feel me? Because I would be able to get in the ring. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would sit down and ponder on how I would go about it. But, you know, I like to get in the ring with the best, period. So, and he's known as one of the best. He's been, you know, he's beaten the best. you know, he's up there. So,
what have you made of the other names touted for Tyson Fury? So, Oscar Rivas, Efair Jagba, Ajit Kabayel. Thoughts?
I think if anybody deserves it or should get it, then it should be Oscar Rivas. Just because, you know, he has, you know, a longer track record. You know, he's been fighting, he's been trying, he's been, you know, going at it for a long time. Yeah, that's kind of.
What did you think about the Sky Sports article saying Martin Bacoli is the boogeyman of the heavyweight division?
Sky Sports said Martin Bacoli's the boogeyman. I mean, he's scaring some people. It seems like, you know, I know there's some people that wouldn't fight him. I think he is the boogeyman. I think he's going to oppose a lot of people.
You are. Huh? I would have thought you said you'd be the boogeyman.
I mean, there's levels to boogeyman, I guess. I'm his boogeyman, so. I feel like he opposes a threat to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? He's strong. And even when I fought him, I underestimated him just a tad bit, you know, and he was very resilient. But one thing that I know that is I told myself, and actually, you know, we talked about, you know, that I wasn't going to get a lot of credit for this until, you know, Martin Bacoli starts actually, you know, piercing through, because he is, you know what I'm saying? You could tell that there is something there, you know, everybody have said it, you know, I didn't know prior because I wasn't on you guys' side of the pond. But he had been making a lot of noise over there on the island, and I didn't know too much. I just heard, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, just the stories. And I think it's, I mean, you know, it's obviously, it has some validity to it. You know, I think he poses a problem for a lot of people. I think he's going to upset some people. And I think he's going to knock some people off of the rankings. You know, I think there'll be a rematch at some point, you know. I think that, you know, the time will come again.
Mike, before I let you go, can you just reassure all the fans that if you do get the call December 5th, you will be ready to box Tyson Fury in London? And just the final message.
I thank you guys for, you know, following me, listening and tuning in. I think IFL, TV. I'm ready right now. If they called me for tomorrow, today, right now, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, I will step in the ring. So I'm waiting for y'all calling, man. Hit me up. I want to come back over to England.
Michael Hunter, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, and no doubt we'll catch up soon, sir, all right?
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Is your debt causing you sleepless nights? Knock your debt out with Debt KO. And your debt won't be the only thing keeping you up at night. Debt KO, free, impartial advice on all your debt.